Shalom and good morning. We want to welcome you again into the study of return and rebuild. This year, we are concentrating on return. And when you return, you are to rebuild the stronghold. The stronghold in Israel in those days was made up of three parts. It was not just one part. It is a system where you run to and you are safe. And it was particularly made up of an altar. It was made of a temple. And it was made of the walls. You see, it is, you start from the inside out. And when they were to rebuild the stronghold, they was to start from the inside. That is the altar. And then after altar, they would go and start rebuilding the temple. But from the temple, they began by the foundation. And after foundation of the temple, they were now to build the whole, the entire temple. After finishing the temple, they were to go and rebuild the walls. Now that tells you that the rebuilding of the stronghold starts from within. And the temple is the whole of it is what we call the stronghold. Now, last session, we saw the census or the counting or the recording of the people that God inspired, or God stirred, or God moved to return. And we began by looking at the governor himself, Zerubbabel, and the leaders, number two. Then they returned by the family, or they were identified by the family, the son of this person. That means fathers were able to convince their children. Let's go back. Children had never been to Jerusalem because they were born in captivity. So the father had to tell them, let's go back home. This is where we were born. And this is what God is saying, that we return. So you need to have faith in God to return to the stronghold and to convince your children and your family that we need to go back. And then finally, they were counted, or they were censored from the cities or the towns from where they came from. People had to justify or to identify that they came from Jerusalem. Remember, these people were crossing from Persia, Babylon, going back to Israel. And so they had to justify even before the king, before King Cyrus, that they belonged to Israel. They had to come back, so that, because they were coming back to their own cities. Now, this session, we want to look at another category, which is very important, that returned. And these are the temple workers, or the temple servants, or let's say the kingdom, or the people who worked in the temple. You see, the people who worked in the temple, they were counted. And we have got about five groups that are mentioned here in this long list. And I told you, don't get bored. This was penned down. God planned that it was penned down. It was written for bringing faith. Even reading this record brings faith. I know people get bored when they're reading all this. But one of the group that was mentioned in this category of the temple, because people are identified by the temple, that they used to work in the temple before they were taken. The first group was the group of priests. The second group were the Levites. The third group was singers. The fourth group were gatekeepers. The fifth group are temple servants. Temple servants. Now, all these people, they have their own place in the temple of God. And this, you should know that if God has called you to work in this place, and this is where you need to identify yourself with, a priest is the one who leads in this category, and the work of the priest is to connect people with God. He normally speaks to God on behalf of the people. You see, a priest particularly would speak to God. You know, majorly, he would speak to God. He would plead with God. You remember the priests in the time of Moses? Aaron would wear a cloth that would allow him to go in the presence of God, because you don't go naked. Remember, anointing was anointed. People are not anointed in the body. Flesh has never been anointed. They were anointed in the clothes. Those men would be anointed, because all of them were men by then. They were anointed from the head to the beard, and then the anointing would touch the garments, the clothes, and that anointing would go down to the hem of the cloth. And so, remember, they were supposed to represent the people of God. Like on their shoulders, they had two, every shoulder of the priest had an onyx stone with six names, and the other shoulder with six names, meaning that he is carrying the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, and represent them before God. And at his heart, he used to wear a cloth that had, a chest priest, that part of the cloth had the 12 names, meaning that in his heart also, he's carrying the 12 tribes, he's carrying their pain, he's carrying their problems, he's carrying their sins, and he's representing them before God. Now, that was the priest. And remember, Jesus is, all of them were types of Jesus Christ. They would point us to the coming of Jesus, who is a priest. And this is the work that the priest Jesus is doing right away as we speak with you. He carries our problems and our needs in his shoulders. He carries us and our pains in his heart, and he presents them before the presence of the Father, because he's seated at the right hand of God interceding for us. And that's the work of a priest. And a priest, unlike the prophet. Majorly, the prophet would now represent God to the people. You know, prophet would hear God and then take the message of God to the people. Now, that's a prophet. But majorly, the priest would hear the people and present them to God. Although ultimately, both of them did almost the same work, but the role would have some variance here and there. So we have the priest here. Then there we have the Levites. Levites is the tribe, one tribe in Israel that was supposed to do the work of representations in the temple of God. Priests were part of the Levites. And majorly, most of these people who are there, they were Levites. Now, singers are the praise and worship leaders. They are those that would be able to sing and praise God and lead places. Majorly, they were sons of Asaph, one of the Levites that was there. Then you have got gatekeepers. You see, sometimes people think that gatekeepers are not the workers in the temple. I want you to know, if you are doing the work of the gatekeeping, if you're doing the work of the ushering, you are keeping the gates and you are manning who is coming in, it is as important as a priest. It is as important as a Levite. It is as important as a singer. And the Lord God is going to reward you for that. Gatekeepers, they would make sure that those people who are coming in are the people who are supposed to come. And they would also allow, like today, we've got very important people who allow us to come in. They open our gates, we drive in, those who drive, and we walk in. Some of us walk with young children or young people. And when we come in, for us to concentrate in the church, these people should make sure that nobody gets out. No child should get out. so that the parent may concentrate. And we thank God for them. So they were counted for this particular time. And then we've got temple servants. Temple servants, we've got a number of other people who work there. They are the protocol. These are the ushers. These are the people who, you know, who wash in the temple. These are the people who arrange the chairs. These are the people who bring the cloths. These are people who prepare the holy to, you know, communion. These are the people who greet other people. These are people who, after visitors have come, they're able to go and speak to them. What a great number of people are. These are the people who read in evangelism. So there are so many. And in the time of Ezra, I want you to know that our church today has taken after that. Or we can buy, or we can borrow. You can borrow an example from that time. So we have got so many other temple servants, and those, they were counted because they came back. You see, these people in Babylon, they had to trace back what they used to do before they were taken, and they had to you know, their census had to go to by that, so that everybody goes and say, I worked in the temple. So may God help those who are working in the temple. You discover that not many were able to return, so to speak. Not everybody who returned. A few returned, a few did not. That means when they went back there, they stayed there. That's okay. People were not forced to return. But you, as we keep going on, you discover that it was God's will for them to return. Because after the Persian government, there came the, you know, the Greece government, or the Greeks by Alexander. And he, Alexander, was able to do, or maybe to, you know, to be very harsh on some of those people who, you know, who remained there, because he was conquering, and later on Roman. And so let's pray that that when God calls you into the house of the Lord, please return and build the stronghold. Father, we thank you because you're calling us to return and to build a stronghold for ourselves. In Jesus' name.